Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Tom Farinella. And now, back to Tom Farinella. And now, here's Tom Farinella. And now, Tom Farinella. And now, Tom Farinella. And now, here's Tom Farinella. And now, here's Tom Farinella.
Oh, you're a smooth talker, you are. You are.
And now, here's Tom Farinella. And now, here's Tom Farinella. And now, Tom Farinella.
Where's the host?
Here I am. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Tom Farinella. Woo! Talk about technical difficulties. We have not gotten the glitches out of the new system yet. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You
we
are.
Have to find, now, look, as I say before,
are
okay,
any of the following issues a concern to you or your
General
family?
Managers responsible. You're
all right, ladies and gentlemen, credit card bills,
call
me. You or anyone you know need to call a lawyer.
All right, wait one minute.
Are you thinking about a divorce? Call me. If you have a child support or custody issue, you can call me. I'm Thomas Farinella, and I have a full-service law firm, plus a debt relief agency assisting people going into bankruptcy. Whatever your legal problems, we can assist you and make sure you know your legal rights. Call me today at 917-806-7053 or see my website at www.lawtaf.com. We are available 24 hours a day. We have weekend and evening appointments. Call today and seek resolution, 917-806-7053. We serve Metro New York and Long Island with offices in Manhattan and Queens. 917-806-7053.
We have to find... Now, look, as I say before, okay, we're all responsible. The general manager is responsible. The manager is responsible. The players are responsible. We are all responsible for the way we play. So it's not only one, but this decision, I let them know the reason I did this is because I want them to be able to play this game without the uncertainty of what the manager's role is. A decision was done. I want them to be able to answer questions when they make errors, why they make errors. When they hit a home run, how they feel about hitting a home run. Not after a win, like what happened this weekend. We won the game, we lost the game, you know, and the question is, what do you think about your manager? That's wrong. When that happens, it's not fun for the players. I've decided, and yes, it's on me. It's my call, okay? And how it's done, it's on me. But I want the players to just play the game, and when they do make an error, you guys can ask them the question on the errors. But this, the answer as far as what the manager's status is, it's over.
Are any of the following issues of concern to you or your family? You're having difficulty paying your credit card bill. Call me.
You or anyone you know. You're a criminal lawyer.
Call me.
Are you thinking about a divorce?
Call me. If you have a child support or custody issue, you can call me. Hi, I'm Tom Farinella.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
Tom Farinella.
And now, Tom Farinella.
Okay, we're going to try this one more time from the top. If you do tune in, bear with us. We'll be right back.
We have to find that. Look, as I say before, okay, we're all responsible. We have to find that. Look, as I say before, okay, we're all responsible. The general manager is responsible. The manager is responsible. Mm-hmm. The players are responsible. We are all responsible for the way we play. So it's not only one, but this decision, I let them know the reason I did this is because I want them to be able to play this game without the uncertainty of what the manager's role is. A decision was done. I want them to be able to answer questions when they make errors, why they make errors. When they hit a home run, how they feel about hitting a home run. Not after a win, like what happened this weekend. We won the game, we lost the game, you know, and the question is, what do you think about your manager? That's wrong. When that happens, it's not fun for the players. I've decided, and yes, it's on me. It's my call, okay, and how it's done, it's on me. But I want the players to just play the game, and when they do make an error, you guys can ask them the question on the errors. But this, the answer as far as what the manager's status is, it's over.
Are any of the following issues
of
concern to
you? You are.
And now, Tom Farinella.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another edition of the Tom Farinella Show. It is extremely short. That's fine. We can handle that. Well, there you heard at the top of the program many different times. Willie Randolph, I'm sorry, Omar Minaya, who's the general manager for the New York Mets. If you follow baseball in New York, you'll know that Brian Cashman, general manager for New York Yankees, Omar Minaya, the general manager for the New York Mets. And he's talking about how it's over. No more indecision. No more indecisiveness. Goodbye, Willie. We'll see you on the other side, and that's it. They toss him in the wee hours of the morning without anybody being able to... No. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, geez. Stop that. look at this. Let's take a pause right now. And yes, okay. Anyway, they basically cut him loose at the wee hours of the morning in Anaheim, California, just outside of Los Angeles, California. And that's it. They say goodbye. The relationship's over. He won 3 out of 4 baseball games. And that's the topic I need to talk to you about because I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting how cutthroat Major League Sports is, broadcasting is, any business that you run and you go into these days that's, that is dealing with millions of dollars. And the New York Mets organization is an organization that was expected to be a lot better than 33 and 34 or 32 and 33, whatever it is. They're one game under 500, and they're expected to be a heck of a lot better than that. So if you really do have any opinions on baseball, give me a call. Number 347-326-9037. We'll take your calls right now, straight up until about 7:30, and I have to get out of here and run. We have a very extended, or not extended, a brief edition of the Tom Farinella Show. Tomorrow we'll be back from 7 till 9, a full show. And I think we'll be doing it on a daily basis now, full show from 7 to 9 every single day. I don't know about Saturdays and Sundays. We'll see if that plays into the mix, but that's what we're looking for anyway. Hold on. But, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy being a big league manager. It's not easy being Hillary Clinton. It's not easy being anyone who is in the limelight or who's in the big show. And clearly, Omar Minaya and New York Mets are the big show.
Do I think there's a team good enough to win? Yes, we have talent enough to win. Do we have to play together as a team? But the reality is that I bet you the team that wins the World Series is going to be whatever team wins the World Series. The 25 men that are on that team today, okay? When the season ends, they're going to have 25 different men
right
than the guys that they have today.
And that's it. That's Omar Minaya. It's over for Willie. And there's not much Willie Randolph can do at this point. He's been fired. He's been sent on his merry way, and it's okay. But if you think that it was done properly, then give me a call, 347-326-9037, 347-326-9037. A good time to get on right now. We have plenty of room for you. So anyway, what else is going on? You know, to be quite honest with you, I have not really done very much research today. Show prep because I wasn't anticipating being on the air. As usual, I come to the air unprepared. But that's okay, isn't it? I don't know. I was hoping that they'd see the Willie Randolph thing and the phone lines would light up, but I guess nobody cares about Willie Randolph. I guess we're in current events today opposed to being in the politics area. But I guess people would be more concerned about Bill and Hillary and Obama, Osama, and Michelle, and John McCain, and the whole thing there. If that's the case, then I apologize for wasting your time with the tedious game of baseball. But I mean, you know, the floods too; those things are going crazy. Also, you know. Also, there's some New York Times to detail how Michelle Obama will get subtle makeover, new speech in works to stress humble roots. Oh, by the way, the horrible death of Tim Russert, yes, on Friday. That was so sad. Terrible, terrible to see the guy just one day goes to work and the next day he's gone. I mean, you know, you can never predict something like that. And I feel terrible. Terrible that happened, and it was very sad. I was reading something today in the paper about how his son went over and just touched the chair that he last sat in on the set of Meet the Press, and it was very depressing. And I can't tell you how sad it was, but I mean, I'm sure you saw the nonstop coverage over the weekend, and I don't know what to think. I mean, it's sad that he's gone, and MSNBC, I guess, is entitled to do as much coverage as they want, right? Because that's what they're going to continue to do.
There was a story. Oh, yes, this is the one I wanted to get to you. Did you hear about the woman who was finally arrested after her fifth, well, I don't know if it was her fifth husband died, but police may have ignored a warning sign. Years ago, the woman with five dead spouses was trying to hire a hitman to kill one of the men. Investigators in North Carolina said Monday authorities charged 76-year-old Betty Newmar last month with one count of solicitation of murder in the July 1986 death of Harold Gentry. Gentry's brother had begged investigators for two decades to take another look at the case. Anyway, five dead husbands. Go figure. You know what? Something happened here in the studio. It is sweltering, and I have to be honest with you. I cannot concentrate. So we're going to have to take a quick music time out here. I'll be right back.
No more questions.
Mr. Gambini, your witness.
He's a tough one.
Yes.
Mr. Tipton, when you viewed the defendants walking from their car into the sack of suds, what angle was your point of view?
They was kind of walking toward me when they entered the store.
And when they left, what angle was your point of view?
They was kind of walking away from me.
So would you say you got a better shot of them going in and not so much coming out?
You could say that.
I did say that. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Is it possible the two Utes...
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say Utes?
Yeah, two Utes.
What is a Ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two Utes.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
Hi, welcome to Hobo. This is Chris Matthews. Tonight we have a very special show for you because we got the only female candidate who got jumped by all the boys in the last presidential debate, Hillary Clinton. Presidential candidate Clinton, welcome to Hobo. Is it true that the men became butt boys when they attacked you, the only woman after the debates?
If all that were proven true, I think that would be a very serious offense.
Wow, holy cow. Man, what an answer. So, let us know, are you all on the same team or what? As how as Dean got you guys going crazy trying to go after you and drop an ambush and bomb out your campaign?
You know, I just want our country to start having a conversation where people start talking to each other again and where we are listening to each other and where we try to solve the problems we have because we have a lot of big problems. Mm-hmm. And we can do it. I mean, there's no reason we can't. I mean, we're able to do anything we put our minds to it, but it requires everybody sort of working together and coming together about it.
I know. Can't we just all get along? I agree with you, Senator Clinton. My God. Holy Katrina. What are they thinking? Why is this happening to you?
This vast right-wing conspiracy that has been...
Oh, no. Not that again. I thought we got rid of that a long time ago. So... tell us all those that you think is the best way to handle this up-and-coming debate.
I think it's been very unfortunate that, you know, after 9/11, the entire country was united and the entire world was really on our side, with, you know, few exceptions of the bad guys who everybody was against. And we've lost a lot of that, and we need to regain it because we'll do better if we have people rooting for us. And if we're all trying to figure out how to, you know, deal with health care and energy and all the rest of the issues at home. So I think we've missed some opportunities the last couple of years, but that's retrievable. We just need to put our mind to it.
Man, all the people who ran for president should stand up to stand that good. You're so great. You're smartest in the world. So One last question, because I know you're short on time, and we so appreciate you coming here and hopping over Chris Masters, sorry, got a frog in my throat. I have the smallest one in the world, right here with Chris Masters and Hopball. Anyway, Madam First Lady, great senator from New York. One last question, here we go. What do you think about Oprah? Is this such a tragedy? Oh, man. Huh, this is Chris Matthews. Thank you so much, Senator Clinton, for coming on. You're the greatest woman in the world. Anyway, next, coming up, right here in Harbor, Chris Matthews, presidential candidate. Shouldn't they just put themselves all year round and that's just some Halloween? Harbor! Hi, welcome to Harbor. This is Chris Matthews. Now we have a very special show for you because we got the only female candidate who got jumped by all the boys in the last presidential debate, Hillary Clinton. Presidential candidate Clinton, welcome to Harbor. It was true that the men became bad boys when they attacked you, the only woman, after the debate.
If all that were proven true, I think that would be a very serious offense.
Wow, holy cow. Man, what an answer. So, let us know, are you all on the same team or what? That's how Dean got you guys going crazy trying to go after you and drop an ambush and bomb out your campaign.
You know, I just want our country to start having a conversation where people start talking to each other again and where we are listening to each other and where we try to solve the problems we have, because we have a lot of big problems. Mm-hmm. And we can do it. I mean, there's no reason we can't. I mean, we're able to do anything we put our minds to it, but it requires everybody sort of working together and coming together about it.
I know. Can't we just all get along? I agree with you, Senator Clinton. My God. Holy Katrina. What are they thinking? Why is this happening to you?
This vast right-wing conspiracy that has been...
Oh, no. Not that again. I thought we got rid of that a long time ago. So... tell us all those that you think is the best way to handle this up-and-coming debate.
I think it's been very unfortunate that, you know, after 9/11, the entire country was united and the entire world was really on our side, with, you know, few exceptions of the bad guys who everybody was against. And we've lost a lot of that, and we need to regain it, because we'll do better if we have people rooting for us. And if we're all trying to figure out how to, you know, deal with health care and energy and all the rest of the issues at home. So I think we've missed some opportunities the last couple of years, but that's retrievable. We just need to put our mind to it.
Man, all the people who run for president should stand up to sound that good. You're so great. You're the smartest woman in the world. So one last question, because I know you're short on time, and we so appreciate you coming here and hopping over Chris Masters, got a frog in my throat. I have the smallest one in the world, right here with Chris Matthews and Apple. Anyway, Madam First Lady, great senator from New York. One last question, here we go. What do you think about Oprah? Is this such a tragedy? Oh, man. Huh, this is Chris Matthews. Thank you so much, Senator Clinton, for coming on. You're the greatest woman in the world. Anyway, next, coming up.
Are any of the following issues a concern to you or your family? If you're having difficulty paying your credit card bills, call me. Do you or anyone you know need a criminal lawyer? Call me. Are you thinking about a divorce? If so, call me. If you have a child support or custody issue, you can call
me.
I'm Thomas Farrell, a full-service law firm
and
debt relief agency assisting people going into bankruptcy. Whatever your legal problems, we can assist you and make sure you know your legal rights. Call me today at 917-806-7053 or see my website at www.lawtaf.com. Call today, 917-806-7053, and seek resolution. We serve Metro New York and Long Island with offices in Manhattan and Queens. Call today at 917-806-7053, 917-806-7053.
Here's Tom Farinelli.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is I,
Tom Farinelli, your host, here at the most intriguing broadcast in America. We are still trying to figure out the nicks and the kinks that make this program great, or will one day make this program great. Not easy, manning your own ship. So if you just joined us, we've been talking about Omar Minaya fires Willie Randolph overnight, and then hires bench coach. Who is the bench coach? If you know who the bench coach is, we want to hear from you right now on the Tom Farinelli radio program. I mean, you know, fired in the middle of the night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get things rolling. Tomorrow, we'll be back.
Now, here's Tom Farinella.
We have to find that. Look, as I say before, okay, we're all responsible. The general manager is responsible. The manager is responsible. The
we're still trying to work out the kinks here at the Tom Farinella Radio Show.
Tom Farinella.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
All right, there we are. Tom Farinella.
Indeed I am.
Hello, everybody. Whoa, what's that? I don't know what that's all about. Who is that? Who is that? Where was that? That was something else. I don't know. I don't know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Tom Farinella Radio Program. If you've listened long enough and you've had enough, I understand. Now it's time for some tea. If you can guess this theme song, $10,000 right now. No, I'm only joking. It's a joke. Joke, 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 joke. I just like playing around. I'm just testing the waters here, feeling things out, seeing what's going on, and, going from there.
You have to find the look. As I say before, okay, we're all responsible. The general manager is responsible. The manager is responsible. The players are responsible. We are all responsible for the way we play. So it's not only one, but this decision, I let them know the reason I did this is because I want them to be able to play this game without the uncertainty of what the manager's role is. His decision was done. I want them to be able to answer questions when they make errors, why they make errors. When they hit a home run, how they feel about hitting a home run. Not after a win, like what happened this weekend. We won the game, we lost the game, you know. And the question is, what do you think about your manager? That's wrong. When that happens, it's not fun for the players. I've decided, and yes, it's on me. It's my call, okay. And how it's done, it's on me. But I want the players to just play the game, and when they do make an error, you guys can ask them the question on the errors. But this, the answer as far as what the manager's status is, it's over.
And now, Tom Farinella. And now, back to Tom Farinella. And now, here's Tom Farinella. And now, here's Tom Farinella.
We're just getting things up. All right, let's Tom Farinella Radio Program. We're getting ready to check out very soon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. I thank you all for listening.
There was this prominent stage act in New York. His name was Vincent Gambini. Heard of him?
No.
Never heard of him. Anyway, I had to change my name, which I did. So now I practice law under my legally changed stage name.
What name is that?
Jerry Gale. Jerry Gallo. You can still call me Gambini. Sorry.
And what name did you tell him?
Yeah. Oh.
Jerry Gallo? The B.
Yes.
Think that was a smart move.
Yeah, well, the man is a seriously accomplished lawyer. He is. His name will show up all over the place.
It was in the papers all last week.
I saw that.
But you didn't actually read the op.
No.
Bad.
Why is that?
Because he's dead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Farinella Radio Program. We're here today. I have to head out early, guys, such. We're just waiting for something on here.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
Hello and welcome to the most intriguing broadcast in America. Yes, I am indeed the one and only Tom Farinella. Welcome to this edition of the Tom Farinella Show right here at taptalk.com. WTAF Radio Network. That's right. You know, yesterday, I was on the phone, or I decided to make a phone call. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been sitting around the house just wondering, or the office, or whatever it is, and you come across something that reminds you of someone or something? Well, yesterday, I had received a pamphlet, or fall newsletter, I guess, from my good old alma mater, the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. And while I was looking through the newsletter, I had noticed that the baseball field, I played baseball there, and that was my strongest connection with the university, was many of the people I met while playing baseball. One of the people I met was a good friend of mine. And I called him yesterday just to see how he was, and it ended up being he had been through some stuff, but through the conversation, he had mentioned that he listens to another popular sports radio morning program. Now, I'm in New York, he's in Washington, so I should give you some ideas to perhaps who it is. We don't need to mention them.
But nevertheless, he said, you know what, Tom, you should do that. You could do that. I was listening to him, and I don't know, you can do that. So in the midst of all of what has been going on in my life, which has been sheer chaos, to say the least, I thought about what he said, and TapTalk.com has been up for some time, and we've been playing TapTalk.com, but I haven't updated it or brought it back to life, and here we are today, bringing it back to life, and that's what I want to do. We're going to bring TapTalk.com, we're going to bring it back to life, and of course, it's the most intriguing broadcast in America, because it doesn't just cover politics or sports, or it covers it all. There's no topic that's too difficult for us to talk about here. There's no topic too small. I happen to be a New York attorney, which is to my detriment at times. But some of you may know who I am because I may have represented you or been your adversary if you're listening. But you can always email us, tom@taptalk.com, and give us your opinion and your insight as to what you think should happen on the program. At some point, we will be able to get actual phone lines up where I'll be able to take live calls. But I just wanted to get this up and going to see if you people out there have any ideas as to whether or not you would like a program like this. I know I would. Give me something to do other than the brutal practice of law. Being on your own is extremely difficult. When you're out there in the world getting knocked around, it's not easy. And I think the most that you can do is take whatever it is you love and try to do it. And I think I've been avoiding that for many, many years, out of the necessity of having to be a lawyer and the financial benefits. But the reward at the end of the day perhaps isn't as monumental as you would think for somebody who's doing everything they love. And I think that this program will be successful because I love this institution of broadcasting one way or the other. I've worked for several major networks here in New York. We won't get into who they were, but it's not relevant other than the fact that their visions are their visions, and you know, commercial radio as we know it today, it is so different, first of all, because they have to go to commercials, and they're required to spend X amount of time on the air. This program in and of itself will not have commercials. It may have entertaining ways to give you a break. It may, you know, be times when I'm not sitting here talking all the time during the show. But this show is meant to give you an entertaining perspective on life and why life is so important. And you want to make sure that you have that understanding, because there's going to be a there are times here in the world when it all comes so fast, and before you know it, it's gone. And then what do you do? Where do you go from there? And that's just it. So when you are able to stop and appreciate life and laugh and have some fun and listen to something that's intriguing, like the most intriguing broadcast in America, you may be defined. You may be redefined. Let's see if we can redefine anybody here in this show. But once again, you can find something in life to really look at and be appreciative of, rather than going through your day blind. I don't know. Listen, this is a shot in the dark here, but it's my instincts that are talking to me. And usually when my instincts talk to me, they're generally correct, very rare. unless I'm in a casino. So today's first show, you know, show is meant to set up what's going to happen here and what you people are required to do, and that's to listen and give me feedback and to become a dedicated listener, and hopefully I can gain that trust with you.